Are we ready now? Call to order this meeting, the Conference Committee on Senate File 2511. Representative Swales, just so that the conferees know where we're going, I wonder if we could just have some brief introductions of your members. And we keep the mics this way, and we keep them to ourselves, and then we don't move them like you do in the House.
Okay.
So this one, turn the wrong way. And it helps our recording rather than amplification.
Well, thank you, Senator Rest. It's wonderful to be over here in the beautiful room that we're in today. We don't get quite this luxurious beauty over in the state office building. I'm Representative Marcia Swales and the chief author of the House file that we're very proud to have. Now the Senate file 2511.
And I'm Representative Carol McFarland. I was co-chair with Representative Swales for the committee working group that came together with this bill.
I'm Representative John Ward, vice chair of K-12, and just in awe of these two women as they have proceeded with the collaborative efforts over the last year and a half's time. So I'm honored to be on this conference committee. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Representative Ward. And Representative Swales and McFarland. Senator Rummel.
State Senator Sandy Rummel and great admirer of our state and local government committee.
So we have before us an informal comparison of the difference. We regarded many of them as minor, and the Senate, in consulting with the House members, in particular Representative Swales and Representative McFarland, have a proposal to put forward, and I will indicate in it where we differ from either the House bill or the Senate bill. In terms of subdivision one, there have been changes in the membership of the of the council from body to body, and we wanted to make sure that people that are part of this actually wanted to be directly involved. And so we're proposing that the seven organizations that are there that are listed on the A5 amendment be those that are formally included, and then of course any others can be invited. The Senate backed off of its provision to include the two separate councils for AFSCME, and the House backed off its position with regard to, I believe it was a floor amendment, Representative Swales, that had the chamber and
NFIB. It was NFIB.
And NFIB.
No, Representative or Senator Rest, I just heard from Representative McFarland that she did get an email from the chamber, and I was wondering if she could comment on that real quickly.
Sure.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There was an amendment on the House floor to add both the chamber and NFIB. NFIB is not interested, but the chamber did correspond with me just Friday that they would like to be a part of it.
Well, maybe at the appropriate time you can move to add that, and the Senate would not object.
Okay.
We'll go through the rest of it. We did keep the language with regard to the timeline for the appointees and seeking input from non-member organizations. And again, that could include NFIB when it's appropriate. And then in the next issue had to deal with the involvement of legislator members. And we had not included legislators at all in the bill as it passed the Senate. There is a fiscal note. The House did have them, and what we in the bill, if it came back from conference with legislators in it, would be sent to the Rules Committee, which is a step that if we could find a resolution to, we did not want to take. So what we did was accept the language in the House bill that added the line at 120 in our proposal to you, to understand that it is in conjunction with the state auditor's duties to recommend best practices. That was your language. We had both agreed that the auditor would serve as chair of the council. We're suggesting a requirement for meeting at least quarterly. And then with regard to the involvement of legislators, that they be provided, that the members of the appropriate committees be provided notice of its meeting so that they can participate as they see fit without being official members of the group itself, which would cause some further consideration in the Rules Committee of the Conference Committee report if we had that. We agreed on the provision about compensation for the other members. And then on the powers and duties, we had those the same. We did not accept the language on the from the House in our proposal. It's absent that council members shall be represented by the designated appointee of each respective organization. We really didn't understand what that meant, and felt that the appointing language in the first subdivision was clear enough. In page two, the Senate language had included after one of the duties to slow or prevent as opposed to just prevent, and we think that we need to have both of those in there. And then in terms of who is notified, we wanted to make clear that it is the ranking minority members of the legislative committees, and so we proposed taking the Senate language with regard to that phrase. So Representative Swales, if you wanted to move our proposal, and then we could take up Representative McFarland's amendment to it, I think that would get us a long way.
Thank you, Senator Rest. I would like to move the Senate File A5 amendment.
We have the Swales motion. Representative McFarland, did you want to offer an amendment to the amendment?
Yes, thank you, Senator. Senator
amendment to this.
I would like to amend line 1.7 to change the number 8 to 9, okay, and to add after line 115, number 8, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce.
Is there any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the McFarland amendment, please say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails, and the amendment to the A5 document is accepted. Is there any further discussion on the bill or the proposal? Anybody in the public who's here want to comment? Mr. Neumeister.
Madam Chair, for the record, my name is Rich Neumeister. One of the things I think this can be an important group. Some of the things I know that has sometimes served as barriers historically, certain kinds of laws, i.e. data practice laws, things like that, particularly with collaboration. And some of these things I'm sure may be discussed as time goes on. I'm looking for some type of accountability. In one of the versions of the bill, it says that the state auditor serves as the chair of this group.
It's in the proposal, too.
And it's in the proposal. Is that in the A5?
Yes, sir. It is at line 121. And that's always been part of the proposal.
Okay. I apologize for that one. The second item is that this has been some due discussion recently about open meetings. I would contend that this would probably be more than likely open. Whether or not it's subject to the open meeting law, that would be a question for the to decide. But I think that would be the premise or the spirit of both Senate and House authors, and that it should be open because you're inviting some public members to participate. And some of these kinds of things will be important for citizens to be aware of because it will affect greatly some type of service delivery. And again, if they get that knowledge right offhand, and there may not be any hearings, but at least send emails or questions to some of the members who may represent some of their interests.
May I comment, Senator Rist?
Thank
sure.
you.
Representative Swales?
Mr. Neumeister, I appreciate your comments. We've had a work group dealing with the development of this bill now for over a year, and every meeting has come under the open meeting law. We've had widespread participation from citizens and stakeholder groups, and the assumption is that we will continue to follow the same format that we've always used with this particular bill.
So, Representative Swales, do you feel that it's necessary to put in a clause making the meetings of this group subject to the open meeting law?
I would be open to that as an amendment, Madam Chair.
The Senate has no particular objection. I don't know that it, since we're assuming that, and I don't, is there anybody here from the State Auditor's Office? We're assuming that, as we've been told, that if there are any incidental costs, there will be borne by the auditor's office, and I would assume that would include taping a meeting or something too, so which can be redone. That would be minimal. Anybody object to that, Mr. Bonner? Do you have a boilerplate phrase?
Madam Chair and members, and Mr. Shepard can jump in here if he wants. I think on page 1, line 25, after the period, you could add a sentence that says meetings of the council are subject to chapter, and I'm forget. I think it's 13D, if I'm correct, Mr. Shepard.
D.
D is in dog.
D is in dog.
Are subject to chapter 13D, and I think that would suffice.
Representative Swales, do you want to make that motion?
Senator Rest, yes, I will move that on line
whatever.
Following finance, meetings of the council are subject to.
To the second, after the second finance.
Yes. To what, Mr. Bonner?
Chapter 13D.
13.6, is that what you said?
D.
13D. Okay.
Discussion of that motion. Any comment from other members of the public who are supporters of this bill? They have problems with it. Those meetings, I guess, since the work group has been open, is there a problem here?
Yep.
Anybody? Okay, we have the Swales amendment, proposed amendment, making the meetings of this group subject to the open meeting law. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. So we now have the A5 document as amended before us. And I would now introduce Senator Roebling from the Senate to Representative Swales McFarland, Representative Ford. Anything further? Representative Swales, would you like to make motion?
Yes. I would like for us to adopt the A5 amendment as
A5 document.
The A5 document as amended.
It is an amendment.
So delete all amendments, yes. I move that we adopt the A5 delete all amendment with the new amendments, additional amendments.
Is there a discussion? Comment from the public? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. Is there a further motion we need to make, Mr. Bonner? Is that it? The conference committee report then stands adopted. Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate all the work that particularly Representative Swales and Representative McFarland have done with this initiative and all the support they've gotten from the groups that are now going to be part of their discussion, and we will now assume that the fiscal note is zero.
Yes.
There being no further business in front of our conference committee, we stand adjourned.
Thank you.